Violetta Zironi auf Flux FM mit Half Moon Line. Das war die Adresse, die sie bis vor kurzem noch bewohnte in London.
Ja.
Jetzt ist sie aber nach Berlin gezogen. Das müsste mittlerweile geklappt haben. Beim letzten Gespräch mit Nadine Kreuzer wurde der Umzug nach Berlin angekündigt. Jetzt müsste es ja im Prinzip soweit sein. Wir werden das abfragen und auch nochmal sprechen über die Show heute Abend in der Baumhausbar und über die nächsten Moves. Denn eigentlich müsste ja schon an weiterer Musik gearbeitet werden, wenn man quasi im Flow bleiben will. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Benvenuto und herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Dankeschön.
How are you doing today?
Very good.
We can kind of like mix languages, right?
Yeah, we can.
When I listened to the interview with Nadine, it was like switching between German and English.
Yeah, I tried. My German is not good enough yet. Sorry.
I mean, there's more than one advantage to this very city that you're living in right now.
Yes.
And one of that is that you can basically, you can get around town with English, I think, kind of.
And Italian. There's so many Italians here.
Nice.
Crazy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Have you met the Casolare crew yet?
No.
You have to go to Casolare. It's
What's
one
that?
Of the best pizza places.
Oh, I thought it was
Berlin.
Like a mafia clan.
Well,
running.
Maybe there's a little bit of no. They're good guys from Sardinia.
Right.
They're really good guys,
cool.
And their food is like.
Oh, is it in Friedrichshain?
Yeah, there's one in Friedrichshain, one in Kreuzberg, and
I
one
think
in Prenzlauer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was lovely pizza.
See,
yes.
See, and now I get one free now because I've made a little advertisement for them right now. That's cool. So, how are you doing today? Everything all right?
Very good. Very excited for tonight's show.
Cool. You're going to play with the full band, right?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Full band from local band from Berlin. Really great guys.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
So you moved to Berlin and one of the first things was the casting musicians for your band, or how did that happen?
Yeah, very first thing I did when I just moved here was recording my EP.
Mm-hmm.
So very first thing. And then, I looked for a band and I found one and I'm really happy with them. And
cool.
Yeah.
And how did you get in touch with them while recording the EP or?
So some of them.
Because some of the songs on the EP do have a little band sound, two of them, right?
Yeah. They were all recorded live
mm-hmm.
with a live band in Hans's studio.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some of them will play with me tonight. Some other couldn't make it, unfortunately. So we had to find some other ones, but they're still great.
So you've used the legendary Hansa studios to record stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Is it inspiring or intimidating to use these rooms?
It was actually very, very inspiring. Actually, I found out about its history just the moment I got there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the day before, so I didn't have time to get intimidated.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was just, you could see this massive vintage studio straight from the 70s and knowing that David Bowie was there.
Yeah.
And it was a bit, you know, intense, but so exciting.
But I think, I'm not an esoteric kind of guy, but I really think that there's things happening in those old school studios. People say that some of the soul of the signal is still in the console. You know what I'm saying?
It could be.
And I really think that there are rooms like concert venues and studios and rooms that had to do with music over the last decades.
Yeah.
I think some of them really have that magic in the air.
Keep the atmosphere,
yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Something had been left there.
Yeah.
By artists. So Berlin has treated you well so far, one could say that.
So well.
Cool.
I love this city. It's a bit cold at the moment, but it's only going to get worse on that side.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but for the rest, it's very welcoming and it's given me a chance that I haven't found anywhere else until now. And yeah, what I always say to people who ask me what I think about Berlin, I think that Berlin gives everyone a chance.
That's
so
true.
I just love it for that reason.
That's totally true. And I think it's going to be a cold and long and dark winter coming up.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad surrounding for creative processes, right? So,
no.
I mean, you just lit up a candle, sit back at home.
Absolutely.
The colder outside, the better the song, maybe.
It's cold, but it's a very relaxing city, I find, at the same time. Like, comparing to London, for example, so hectic, so crazy, so constantly moving.
Yeah.
This is a great place to relax and get inspired, I think.
Yeah.
Although
and London,
it's a massive city.
Yeah, and London is under surveillance. Like, at every fucking corner, there's a video camera watching every step.
There's no privacy.
No, and I really think that's one of the more disturbing things about London, that
everything is
you have
strictly
to live with
under
the
control.
Idea that you're filmed all the time.
Yeah,
it's a crazy, crazy thing. When the EP came out, you said that you wanted to begin working on new music immediately. So, have you done that? Are you working on new stuff already? Because I mean, you're going to play a show tonight. Do you have some older songs that you could present? But I think You're going to focus on the future more.
I'm going to focus on the future, yeah. I have started already writing my next album, although the EP hasn't come out yet because it's coming out in February or March next year. But I'm already thinking about the next EP / album. So tonight I'm going to also sing songs for the next project.
Nice. Yeah. So you're going to road check some of the material maybe?
Yeah.
When people react like super euphorically, you're going to be, this is going to be the opening the opening number on my new album.
I hope so, yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys. This is going to be our first song on a new album. So you've just said, I'm going to work on an EP / LP next. Did you decide on which format you're going to work with? Because, I mean, nowadays the EP seems so modern. People don't listen to LPs anymore. Or do they? I don't know. I love listening to LPs still, but do the kids do it? I don't know. Do you know which? Are you looking for an LP more than an EP or...
I don't really know. I don't really believe in like restrictions. So it just, I just will see what will come, really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to force things too much. And I don't want to force myself not to do an LP because of, I don't know, industry rules. But at the same time, I don't want to write songs that don't come just because I want to make an LP.
Yeah.
So if I will write only 5, 6, or 7 songs, then that's going to be an EP and it's going to be totally fine.
Cool. And as long as you're, as the partners that you're teaming up with business-wise are happy with that, everything's fine.
Absolutely.
And you found the right partners in crime to work with. Now let's listen to another song of yours, Don't Make Me a Fool, more of a band sound.
Yeah.
In that song, Violetta Zironi nochmal auf Flux FM. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter, hören eine Live-Performance von Violetta und werden auch noch Tickets verlosen für ihre Show heute Abend in der Baumhaus Bar. Violetta Zironi. Nice. Violetta Zironi mit Don't Make Me a Fool of the String Arrangement. It sounds great. When you were here the last time, Nadine found out that you once sang Stand By Me with Benny King on stage. That's the craziest story ever.
I know.
This would be the moment for me when I would be like, thank you for this musical career that I had. I just sang Stand By Me with Benny King. Finishing the music thing right now. But you did keep on working, and I really love the fact that you had the chance to sing that very special song with this guy months before he passed away.
I was so flattered.
It was just like a stage thing, and in between, kind of like after soundcheck, he asked you if you could join in or something.
I was supporting him, so I was opening up the concert for him, and he was just about to go on stage and then turned around to me and said, hey, do you want to join me for Stand By Me? I'm like, what?
What's the lyric again? When the day has come, night has come.
I had to like go in the corner and practice the ukulele chords because I panicked in that moment. I was like, oh my God, I can't afford to mess it up.
No.
I just can't. No. But then it turned out like amazing. And then unfortunately he passed away 10 months later, and I felt really lucky to have the chance.
It's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard, actually.
Yeah.
But there's another thing that I found really interesting, and that's the fact that you've worked, or you told somebody that you've worked with Paolo Conte.
Yes,
what happened there? I mean, what's wrong with you? Where do you meet all these guys, and how do you get in contact with them? What did you do with Paolo Conte? I'm a big fan.
Me too, actually. He's one of my biggest inspirations. He's... basically, we had mutual contacts, and I worked with people he worked with.
Okay.
So he heard my music. I didn't really have music out, but he sort of appreciated what I was doing. So he invited me to his own studio in north of Italy. And so I spent the day in the studio with him, and I sang a song that he wrote and never released. And then I recorded one of his songs just because he wanted to see how it would sound. And so we spent this lovely day together. And such an amazing man.
Like, wow.
He's divine.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. He's pretty close to God. to being a God.
Yeah.
Paolo Conte. Now that's crazy. You started working on music in a smaller town in Italy. Then you moved to London.
Yeah.
You've traveled the US last year for a few months to just like get inspired, I think. Now you're living in Berlin.
Yeah.
How important is the whole being on the move thing for you as an artist? It seems as if you would stay for like 2 years at the same place. You would not be inspired anymore. Is that something...
Yeah, to me, it's really necessary to be on the move constantly because what I take inspiration from mainly are people. Mm-hmm. So the more people I meet, the more different they are, the more I can have a clearer vision of what's around me, and I can absorb feelings and impressions from them. And I just really, really enjoy it. I just think I'm young and I have to do this.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I can settle down when I'm older, or maybe I never will, because... Mm-hmm. But now I look forward to being in Berlin for a little while.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so, because I think there's a lot to discover here. There's so many people coming and going all the time, and it's just very, very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you can go out there and travel the world, but at the same time, you can still stay in Berlin and wait for the world to come and visit you.
Because it will.
Yeah, everybody's coming.
Yeah,
I mean, sooner
it's
or later.
It's just like traveling.
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah. But I think when one's made to travel, or when one's realizing that it is easy for you to travel, you know, as a musician, it's a really important part of the whole thing.
So important.
And I think when you enjoy it, you should just do that, you know?
Yeah, it's quite tiring sometimes, because obviously always on the move, it can be tiring sleeping on people's couches and living out of a suitcase, but it's just... the adventure, and I love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there a place where you haven't played yet that you basically definitely want to go?
Well, I haven't played in America yet, but I'm going because I'm playing South by Southwest in
March. Yes, I've read about that.
Yeah,
nice.
So that is something that I'm really excited about. That's one thing that I want to do. Yeah.
Watch out, Texas. Violetta's coming. I love that. I really, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I think because I know that you traveled to the US to get inspired and to look at those original people playing blues and country songs, and I really think it's going to be another great inspiration for you.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I mean, that South by Southwest thing is a crazy thing happening.
I've been to Austin before, so just once, but I haven't been obviously during the festival. I just think it's going to be mad.
Yeah, I think so too. So you have the band with you for tonight's show.
Yeah.
You're going to road check some new songs that we haven't even played or heard yet.
No.
And you're going to start working on the next EP or LP in the beginning of 2018, kind of.
Probably.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool, cool, cool. So now you brought your acoustic guitar with you, and I would want you to play us a little song. Which song are you going to play for us?
The song is called Toast, and it's going to be my next single out on the 8th of December.
Nice. I like the fact that you sound like you went to the bathroom just now, because there's all of a sudden the reverb. Hello. Also, Violetta Zironi auf Flux FM mit Toast.
Are you gonna make me some toast? Shall I grab my clothes? Something tells me you're the one who's gonna stop me play and run. I know it's not enough for me anymore, closing all the doors. Those nights where I was not yours, I thought I'd always be alone. 'Cause I'm falling over, trying to find a way to sum you up. I wanna sleep with you and not mess it up. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll get over you. So are you gonna make me the toast, or should I gather up my things? Feel my head heavy on my shoulders, I guess that I want more. 'Cause I'm falling over, trying to find a way to sum you up. I wanna sleep with you and not mess it up. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll get over. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll get over you. If only I stopped playing fool, then maybe I'd see through those sleepless nights I knew I'd give to you.
you gonna make me that toast? 'Cause I'm not ready to go. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll get over. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll get over. If you're just a speed bump, then I'll slow down. Are you gonna make me that toast? 'Cause I'm not ready to go.
This is Stadium Applause for Violetta Cironi, die wir gerade hörten mit Toast, a beautiful song.
Dankeschön.
Tonight she's gonna play with the full band. I don't have to talk in English because the people out there do talk German as well.
Also, yeah, of course. Entschuldigung.
Wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte im Baumhaus, im Musik und Frieden, in die Baumhaus bei Musik und Frieden, der geht einfach hin. Eintritt ist frei. Wir verlosen insofern auch keine Tickets. Das wäre eine falsche Großzügigkeit, die wir hier quasi vorspielen. Das brauchen wir nicht machen. Der Eintritt ist frei. Um 19 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Um 20 Uhr geht es pünktlich los. Also ruhig schnell vorbeigehen in die Baumhausbar.
Yeah.
Und Violetta, as soon as you've finished some more material, as soon as the dates are set, mm-hmm. as soon as the LP is packaged or something like that, you let us know and then we'll talk
Absolutely.
A bit more. Okay,
yes.
Violetta, thanks again.
Dankeschön.
See you soon. And here's a song by Paola Conte to say goodbye Woo. To you. Via con me is one of my favorites. Doop, 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 doop. I love it. Bye, Violetta.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Ciao.